John Tankard's life is much like many others in America. He has an apartment with his wife and their cats in downtown Oklahoma City. He has a job with the city's planning department. There's one thing about him that is a little at odds with these facts, especially for an Oklahoman.
I am Carlos.
And as I find out talking with John on his walk home from work, this is by choice.
For me, it takes about 7-8 minutes to walk to work. And the only thing I have to do is be prepared in terms of clothing or make sure I'm conscious of my surroundings because, it's pretty dangerous sometimes. Cars turning into the parking garages, they feel a lot of pressure from other cars to get where they're going, and pedestrians are kind of a secondary thought. We moved here in late September. We got married in early September, and from Georgia, and we didn't bring any cars with us. We just took a plane and brought all of our clothes and stuff and moved into the Regency downtown. We had a rental car for the first week and then tried to go shopping for a car, and it just became a huge hassle, and we realized that we didn't really need one. So we've just been using public transit, walking, and taking taxis.
A bus stop sits just across the street from the Regency, and a few minutes after John and I arrive, Elizabeth Tankard disembarks from her bus commute from work. She's greeted with hoots and catcalls from a group of men across the street.
Yeah, that is a big problem for me with walking or taking transit or anything as a woman. I mean, you saw, it just is all the time, constantly. And there's really nothing good you can do about it, really. I mean, it's either you ignore them and you kind of, that's kind of like almost like silent approval, or you can do something, it's just giving them attention, which is what they wanted in the first place. So it's kind of a lose-lose.
Regardless of the street harassment she experiences on a regular basis, Elizabeth says in general she feels okay about traveling carless.
It is nice, you know, having him around, because we're usually traveling together, and at least that deters it. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs when you have to have a man with you to keep from being hollered at. But yeah, so that's just kind of how it is. I generally do feel pretty safe. I mean, that is annoying, and there are a lot of things wrong with it, but as far as feeling like safe, I generally feel safe.
Not too long after moving to Oklahoma, John and Elizabeth started the blog Carless in OKC. It came about because,
honestly, we were just looking for a hobby. We had just moved, and that just really saps you financially, so we were still kind of recovering from that, so we weren't wanting to spend a lot of money on something to keep us busy. So we literally Googled one of the, you know, is like hobbies for couples and one of the things was blogging, and we were like, let's start a blog. And John immediately said, let's start Carless in OKC. And so that just, we just started doing it, and we've just been blogging about it ever since, having a lot of fun.
Through the Carless in OKC blog, the Tankards have met some Oklahomans who are already interested in relying less on their vehicles. But they also hope to dispel some commonly held attitudes about carlessness with the information they provide.
It's a different way of living, and it's not uncommon around the world. It's just kind of people have lost sight of it, and you know, we should get back to what biology prescribed for us.
I think the biggest, kind of the ultimate goal is to make transit options, whether it's, you know, being a pedestrian, taking a bike, or taking the bus or subway or anything like that, to make them actual options. Because it's one thing when you are talking about these things, you know, there are people in the community who are going to use alternative transit no matter what, you know, probably because of financial reasons, etc. But when it becomes a real option for everyone, like, that's when you are going places.
You can follow Elizabeth and John Tankard's blog at carlessinokc.blogspot.com. For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.